Wisconsin's heated debate over mining iron ore continues to flare. Sparks flew last week when the DNR invited the public to weigh in on Gogebic Taconite's application to test tons of rock in the Pinoki Range. I covered that hearing. While up north, I visited a controversial spot on the edge of the proposed mine. The Lac des Ray Band has set up a harvest camp. Organizers say its purpose is twofold: to peacefully flex their off-reservation right to hunt, fish, and gather food, and to prevent mining. I arrived as campers were preparing the evening meal. The fragrance of simmering pheasant and wild rice filled the air. Mel Gasper cradled a guitar under his arm, while a 16-month-old boy sat fascinated at the man's knees. The Lac des Ray elder gently shook off the toddler. Gasper says his tribe asked him to set up the camp on 5 acres of forest land.
So I did. I came up here for 3 days and looked it over and stood there and figured out exactly what I wanted here, and that's what we have here.
Pots and pans float from tree limbs. An assortment of tools from branch loppers to shovels stand at the ready on a felled log, and Gasper has sprinkled more than 20 tents around the camp's densely forested perimeter. He's been here since the beginning, last March. He says visitors flow in and out, sometimes just a handful, other times up to 30. Today I count about a dozen.
People coming in from the morning until late in the evening, coming in and wanting to talk. It's a place for everybody to come and talk, you know, talk about the issues that are going on. Our neighbors here, they were just here today. And when we first came here, they weren't even sure they wanted us here. They were skeptical about us. And now we have their total support. They're even speaking up on our behalf.
The plan is to stay here indefinitely?
Yes. We have a 1-year lease, but then we're working on that yet, too. And I'll be staying here as long as... They tell me that we're good to go, so I'll be here all winter if I need to be.
So how do you find the strength to do what you're doing?
I find the strength by every time I look at like that little boy up there, you know, his future of his grandchildren. Because I'm getting up in age now. I probably don't have more than 20 years to live, but, you know, I want to look to the future of these little ones. This is one of the last mountainous regions in Wisconsin, the last. And once this one's gone, that's it. There is no more mountains in Wisconsin. You know, this is also a buffer zone, this big mountain. It separates the different storms that come through. It separates the different weather that comes through. It would just be like a barren wasteland if they took this mountain down. You know, the snows would be like the Arctic, or the summers would be overheated and things like that. This puts a lot of perspective in what's going to live downwind of this.
Were you raised with this kind of, were you a little boy and were you learning these things?
I grew up in the woods and stuff, but I never grew up with the native culture till I was 18.
And how did that happen then?
Before that, I was in foster homes all my life. So at 18, I met a gentleman who said he knew me and knew my family, and it was just totally amazing. Within a half hour of talking to him, I'd met my mother, who I never knew I had. So it was quite a shock to me, and I went through a lot of trials and tribulations through life. And I got to mention something. My uncle, who's passed on now, when I first came back after being in foster homes, he had a ceremony for me for being the lost one. And he told me I'd be going through the turmoils and stuff of life and everything. He said, real bad, but then someday you're going to be a leader of our people. And here I am today. Representing not only the Osceola tribe, but the whole Ojibwe nation by being here. And the 13 tribes have come together now, so I'm basically representing everybody by being here. And I feel very proud of it.
Gasper checks the simmering pot, then grabs his guitar. He shakes his head, his graying ponytail tucked beneath a baseball cap, and recalls his plans before tribal leaders tapped him to take on this mission. Gasper intended to explore the country and sell his art. Those days are on indefinite hold. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,